immensely appreciated the two songs Zach led, Step by Step and All to Jesus I Surrender. Really goes well, actually, with what I'm going to talk about tonight. I had a discussion lately with a person and got talking about trust and the importance of trust, trusting our friends and also ultimately our trusting God. And just guess never really put much thought into how important trust is in my everyday life, and how often I put my trust in things. For tonight, I'm going to read out of Judges 7, starting with verse 1. I have to think of quite a few people when I think about trust. Well, first of all, Abraham, and also David when he went and fought Goliath, and Moses leading the children of Israel also, and Daniel is another one. And one that struck me a lot, especially when I thought about the topic, was Gideon. So we'll read out of Judges 7, 1. I'll read down to verse 22. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were at the north side of them, by the hill of Moreh, in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned to the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, and the same shall go with thee. And of whosoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. But he brought down the people into the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shall they set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand. And all the other people go every man into his place. So the people took victuals in their hands and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man into his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, go thee down into the host, for I have delivered it into thy hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phirah, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say, and afterwards shall thy hand be strengthened to go down into the host. Then went he down with Phirah, his servant, unto the house of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay among in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, for behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came unto a tent and smote it that it fell and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon and the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the house of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he delivered. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, I shall do that. As I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, they blow the trumpets also on every side of the camp and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning in the middle watch that they had, but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and break the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and break the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal, and they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the hosts ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Beth-shittim in Zereth, and to the border of Abel-Mehol, unto Tabith. So I really like that short story also for how Gideon was trusting in God. In verse 9, let me see here once, that God said, "If you are afraid to go down into the camp, and I'll give you a sign there that shows that I am with you." And Gideon, I'm sure, had doubt in his mind after, first of all, only having 32,000 men against the Midianites, and then God said us too many and took him the way down to 300. I mean, I would have sure been wondering what God's plan was, for sure. And then really thought, how often am I like Gideon? I question God's plan for my life. I often in light, I know what's best, and think of the analogy of me being in the passenger seat of a vehicle and God being the driver. After it goes fine for a while, I want to take control, and it only lasts for the first curve, and I'm off in the ditch, and I wonder what happened. And it all comes back to I didn't trust God with my whole life, and he knew what was best for me, and I thought I knew what was better. Also want to read from 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 16. Also another person that I'm just looking around and found this one and really struck me as well for putting my trust in him. And I'll just go ahead and read this. "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, go thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there, a widow woman there, to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathered 2 sticks, that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And he went and did according as to the saying of Elijah, and said, And she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake to Elijah. There the widow gave everything that she had, trusting God would fulfill what he said through Elijah, and he did that, and he comes through like he said he will. We can always put our trust in him, and he knows what's best for us. Had to think of little saying that everything works out for good for them that trust God, and I want to do better with that in my life. I want to fully surrender everything to him and live fully for Him and trusting that He knows what's best and will take care of me. So let's bow our heads for prayer.